You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU, serving the Upper Great Lakes region from Northern Michigan University. And speaking of the university, a couple of faculty members from NMU's Department of Music are in here to talk with me before we begin our music this morning. Barbara Rainier, who's Director of Strings in the Orchestra Program, and Mark Flaherty, who is a brass instructor as well as Director of the Jazz Band Program here as well. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Good to be here.
I'm glad it is good to be here. And we'd like to find out about some of the activity that's coming up. I know the semester is relatively young. I mean, it's only about a month old.
This is true.
Yeah, but it's time now. A little preparation has taken place, and now it's time to have the students show off. So what do we have coming up in the next few days?
Well, we've got three concerts actually coming up. First, on Sunday, Sunday, October 11th at 3 p.m. in Reynolds Recital Hall, we have the NMU Choir Concert. And we're very excited about that. We, of course, have a new faculty member in the music department this semester, and that's Dr. Erin Kollwitz. And so she'll be leading the University Choir and the Madrigal Singers, and also a Lake Effect Show Choir will be on the program as well that Mrs. Green directs.
Sharon Green?
So, that's correct.
Okay,
yes.
Great.
So that's going to be a great program. And there's also a jazz concert coming up on Tuesday, and that's Tuesday at 7:30 in Reynolds Recital Hall once again. And this concert, you know, sometimes we have concerts that have themes and whatnot. This is a little more kind of music, you know, a variety of things. If you're a jazz lover, there'll be something on this program for you. It's going to feature the full big band. We'll also have a small combo. And actually, there's going to be a 10-piece group that's sort of a smaller version of the big band. There's some great literature out there for groups like that. So we're doing a little bit of that.
Full-blown jazz band and then some chamber jazz, if you will.
This is true, yeah. And composers, you know, kind of across the map, John Coltrane, Nat Adderley. One special thing in the program, we have Barbara Rainier, Dr. Barbara Rainier, who's here with us today, is going to be a guest soloist on that program. We're actually doing it's an arrangement of a Scottish fiddle tune that Fred Sturm did a number of years ago for a project he did with Bobby McFerrin.
Oh.
And so we have our own Bobby McFerrin working with us on this, so it should be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to that. And I'll let Barb maybe tell us about the orchestra concert coming up.
Well, I just want to talk a little more about this participation. You're no stranger to traditional fiddling because you've actually taught it as well.
Correct.
And performed it quite a few times.
Correct. I fiddle around a little bit,
yes,
pun intended. And it's really exciting because this music is, I like to use the word fusion, that's used a lot in jazz.
Yeah.
It's fusing fiddle music with jazz improvisation, and it's a very interesting type of improvisation, which I'm not used to. It's sort of a more floaty, modern, light style, and not as much of the blues scale. So I find it very interesting, and it's a really good time, and especially watching and listening to the jazz band. So exciting, and I was Mark Flaherty is just a great conductor, and he's up there, you know, showing all the beats, and it's a really exciting experience in a concert.
Is there improv there, too?
Absolutely. There's going to be improv. Mark's got a few students that are standing up doing some improv, like trombone and saxophone and all the instruments in the jazz ensemble, and I get to improv with my violin plugged into a speaker or sound system or something, so it'll be really exciting.
That's on the 13th.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Next Tuesday night. Okay, yeah. Great. And then you get back to the orchestral world.
The
with your
next
program.
Evening, yeah. Correct. Wednesday, October 14th at 7:30. I get to conduct the NMU Orchestra in a symphonic concert. And we're just doing some pieces we think the audience will enjoy, the 1812 Overture by Tchaikovsky, arranged for strings and percussion. I'm sorry, we're going to have to leave out the canon. We don't have a canon for that, which is usually used in that overture. And
I'm assuming the bass drum takes over
the
for that.
The bass drum will, yes. will be the canon.
Okay.
A couple other exciting pieces, The Tempest by Robert Smith, which is very percussive and rhythmic. We're also doing March of the Toreadors by George Bizet. Everybody's usually familiar with that piece.
Mm-hmm.
But an unusual piece we're playing called Symphony Miniature by George Frederick McKay is not heard very often. So if you want to hear a new, very short symphony, it lasts about 15 minutes, come on down and listen to that. That's 7:30, Wednesday, October 14th, free and open to the public. without charge.
Wow, three music department events in just a total of 4 days. That's not too bad.
This
not
is
too
true.
Bad at all.
Yeah.
So let's summarize. Aaron Kollwitz leads the NMU Choir and Madrigal Singers, Sharon Green's Lake Effect Show Choir, all together in an afternoon concert this Sunday, again at 3 p.m., and then your jazz program Tuesday night at 7:30, and the orchestra concert Wednesday night at 7:30, all free events for the public to enjoy.
All free events, you know, yes, indeed.
Find out what the music department's all up to here in a very short time.
Yeah. Lots of exciting things going on, so we really, really hope people will come out and enjoy hearing a lot of these new students making music.
Yeah. I've been talking with Mark Flaherty and Barbara Reinier, both from the faculty of NMU's Department of Music. Make your plans to spend some evenings at Reynolds Recital Hall this coming Sunday through Wednesday, with just one night off on Monday, to hear some choral, jazz, and orchestral music all wrapped up in just a few days. Thanks a lot for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Stan.